it's an iconic New Zealand industry. I mean, New Zealanders are all very proud of the fact that so many people want to come here, you know, almost as many people annually as actually live here. I think that's extraordinary. And yet there's a number of constraints and pressures. The most obvious, I think, is infrastructure. And how do you ensure that the people who benefit from something pay for it, but also that there's sufficient infrastructure available? Just give me one second. No problem. Just had someone trying to call me. But
sure.
And so that's why we need to start sharing some of the GST on construction. Other people have suggested tourism expenditure. Our policy is to share half the GST on construction with the local council, which has an interesting effect on councils, that suddenly they have an incentive to consent things. The other, because they know that everything they consent, they get 7.5% of the project value. Similarly, we need to do better on our resource management. Law at the moment, you know, the RMA prevents so many infrastructural projects from going ahead. And I think that's a real shame. I mean, our policy is to replace the RMA. It's been 26 years, 19 amendments. It seems to be getting worse. And yet about every 25 years in our history, we've redone our land use and resource management law. So our policy is to replace the RMA with a view to being able to get infrastructure built, because that's one of the big problems we have right now. You look at this fuel pipeline issue. You know, everyone will be trying to blame each other, but ultimately it comes back to the fact that the refining company and the Wiri Terminal both knew that building a second pipe or even expanding storage capacity was going to be nigh on impossible under the current consenting regime. So that's the infrastructure aspect. I think the other issue is that, like many businesses, people in the tourism sector are heavily dependent on foreign workers. So ACT's view is that, you know, we're a nation of immigrants. We should be open to the world. We should be open to people who come here, particularly if they wish to work. You know, so we, unlike just about every other party, are not cracking down on immigration or foreign workers. We actually think that rather than taking jobs off New Zealanders, having foreigners come to work here actually generates economic activity and increases the amount of employment available in the long run.
I think there'd be many people in the industry that, who would be pleased to hear that. But just on that work, the issue of immigration and work visas, do you see the current levels as being adequate, or you have no opinion on what the current levels are?
The current levels are largely set by the number of people who want to come that fit the criteria. So it's really an argument about whether we have the correct criteria. I think in some cases the point system and the judgments about what really is an area of skill shortage can be quite inaccurate, because they're basically set by Wellington bureaucrats who probably think the biggest shortage in New Zealand is a shortage of baristas. And yet, you know, they often don't understand what the needs are elsewhere in the country. You know, the needs in Invercargill are quite different from the needs in Wellington, for example. I think that there's an opportunity to open up some of the availability of some types of workers. But by and large, I mean, I do actually think New Zealand has a pretty good set of immigration policies.
A related issue, David, is pay in the industry. The industry sort of struggles to, some people believe that it's a low-paying industry, and there's not a good career path, and yet, of course, it's such a vital industry for New Zealand. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that is ultimately a problem for the industry. There's not a lot that government can do to affect pay rates in a particular industry, or whether or not, you know, kids leaving high school view a particular career path as being viable. You know, one of the challenges that tourism will always have is that you're competing against tourist destinations in Southern Asia and around the Pacific, where, you know, you've got some quite low-wage countries that are nevertheless competing for tourist dollars. You know, I think that the solution is for New Zealand businesses to innovate and provide a better experience than they can, and many of the businesses in our industry do. I mean, you only have to, you know, spend a day in Queenstown to see that.
Absolutely, absolutely. David, the issue also, of course, of a border tax being implemented to ping tourists as they enter the country is being kicked around. What's your position on that? And do you think it would be useful at all?
Look, I think it's a possibility, but you know, I've never seen anyone give the... So in principle, yes. I mean, our principle is that people should pay for the things that they use. That's fairer on other people, so they don't have to pay. But it's also fairer on the people who want to use the resource, use the infrastructure or use the facilities, because if you don't give them a way of paying for the things they need to use, then those things won't be available. So in principle, a border tax might be just the ticket. I'm yet to see a comprehensive breakdown of how much tourists bring to New Zealand versus what they take away in terms of public services. I mean, you know, they don't pay income tax here, but they also don't get superannuation or hospitals or education. On the other hand, they do pay GST for the remaining things that they use. So it may be that tourists are already net contributors, but we're certainly very open to the idea of having a border tax. But, you know, you'd have to have the numbers first, and I don't think anyone's really produced them. Second of all, it should be proportional to the number of days you spend here. So if you want to, you know, get off a boat and walk up Parnell Road and buy a plastic tiki or some of the more attractive things that the Parnell retailers have, then, you know, you shouldn't get paid, shouldn't get taxed at the same rate as someone who ends up buying a van and driving around New Zealand for 3 months.